Today's daf Maseches Pesachim, daf Samaches. I just want to have one of those dapim with so many different topics to choose from. Ashreinu, Matov Chalkeinu. We're going to choose one short piece and the halachic principle at the top of Amud Beis, which analyzes the rule of the Mishnah that we had at the beginning. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, so you have the burning of the fats of the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says the Hekter Chalavav is going to override the laws of Shabbos, and one will be permitted to burn those fats even on Shabbos. The Gemara quotes a Braisa to explain this principle, that we see how chaviv, how precious a mitzvah is when it is performed b'shaita, when it's performed in its proper time slot. This wasn't obvious because the Hekter Chalavim Evarim Bedarim, the burning of the burning of the fats, the limbs and the inner fats, whatever is really left over from the korbanos of the day, is actually kosher all night. Therefore, we should say, wait until after Shabbos to avoid any violation of Shabbos, unnecessary violation of Shabbos. You can wait and you can still do it the rest of the night. Make avdalah and then go and burn your fats. But we don't wait until it gets dark, because as Rashi formulates it, chaviv lemaher mitzvah v'shaita. The source for the, says to speed it up and to do it at the time that is appropriate for it. The source for the first half of this idea of doing it all night, about being able to do it all night, kasher kol alayla, about the hekter, Rashi again brings a pasuk based on the pasuk in Vayikra Perek Vav, which states al mokta al mizbeach kol alayla, so you can sit on that fire on the mizbeach the entire night. And the source for not waiting until after Shabbos that you do it b'shata is from Parshas Pinchas, Bamibar Perkav Ches, Olat Shabbat B'Shabbato, Al Olat HaTamid. This idea that it will happen on that time is based on that should happen during the day, is based on that pasuk. 3 points that we can make on this. First, the din, the whole rule of Hekter Chalavim Ve'Varim, this principle that this what we do at the end of the day, every single day, after the different korbanos are brought, the tamid of the morning, the tamid of the afternoon, and so on, it's completely unique in the world of korbanos. This burning of fats and so on, it's the only korban service that's not specifically and required by halacha to be done by day. This, of course, is related to the discussion of tefillah, which we know is modeled after the korbanos, causing arvit, the evening prayer, to be of a different nature. Second point, so we may be familiar with the related concept of zrizin magdimin the mitzvos, which comes up in a number of places in Shas. When a person is supposed to run, supposed to be quick, supposed to do mitzvos with alacrity. And this means that when I have a mitzvah whose time window has an open and closed time, so let's say shachri, to be able to daven, or to be able to say shema, you have an earliest time you can do so, you have a latest time you can do so, and that's the window. You can do it at the beginning of that time, you can do it in the middle of that time, you can do it at the end of that time. There's reason, makdimin. You should jump, you should do it the earlier time because there's reason. But Chavi Mitzvah B'Shaita is saying that you're permitted to burn the fats all night. It's all good. But like the Avnei Nezer says in Or HaChaim, Simen Chav Gimel, that there's a Chova Shel Mamish, there's this idea to do this by day. So it takes on a different requirement in that sense. And the third point, the parallel sugya of our Gemara here, is in Menachos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. And over there brings another opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who has a different reason for why we are permitted, to override the rules of Shabbos. What he argues is that since Shabbos is Hutra, Shabbos is really sort of, the rules are kind of lifted when it comes to Shechitas of Korban, when it comes to the slaughtering of the Korban. Included in this is all the other parts of the service that are part of the Korban service. Again, he doesn't disagree with Chaviv Mitzvah Shata, but it's just a question of what allows us to do the burning. Is it because of Chaviv Mitzvah Shata, or is it because of the Shritas HaKorban, an extension that you can burn the fats as well? One example in Halacha Lamasa, which goes in the other direction, is when is the appropriate time to say Kiddush Levana? Do we go on the first possible date in the month? Or do we say wait until the Motzei Shabbos, which might be a later date, because you're going to be wearing the clothing of Shabbos? And we know that does seem to go in that direction. So either way, the mussar is that halacha and the calendar were designed to provide opportunities within a time frame. It's there to give us a structure and just the right mitzvah opportunity for that time of their year. Therefore, chaviv mitzvah shata, so that we gain and grow the most from each opportunity.